Professor Hayes, do you actually believe that there is such a thing as evil?
It would be very difficult not to believe there was such a thing as evil, but I think I'd be very careful as to how I defined it. Do you mean evil, meaning evil acts, or do you mean evil people?
I mean evil acts. Do you think there are evil acts?
I think there are acts which we would probably universally consider to be evil and beyond the pale. These acts are committed by people. I probably would not say that any person was certainly wholeheartedly evil.
Do you believe, if I could move on this, but do you believe in punishment?
Yes, I think punishment has its function. But again, I would say, what is the purpose of that punishment? And as Christopher Booker was saying just now, are we punishing for our own benefit as punishers to, as it were, satisfy our desire for revenge? Or are we punishing in order to provide
or a desire
the opportunity?
For justice? A desire for justice in the case of the family of James Bulger.
Again, I would want to question what we mean by justice. Anne Leslie was saying,
well,
we would need to know, would we not, that those
who had committed such an act were at least made aware of the fact that everybody disapproved profoundly of what they had done, and that something had been done to assuage the terrible loss of the family of that boy.
Is that justice,
or yes,
is that satisfaction of a terrible?
Well, that's what justice is. Surely it has
no.
to satisfy. Otherwise, let her finish.
I don't think that is how I would define justice. I would consider justice to be defined much more in terms of the people who are involved in any situation, any context. The groups, indeed, are treated in such a way that we can perceive that fairness has been done to all concerned. I'd be very worried to live in a society in which justice meant that my desire for revenge, my entirely understandable desire for revenge, was satisfied, because that would lead to lynch mobs.
But haven't your ideas actually led to the development of lynch mobs? Haven't they led to the widespread belief in the population of this country that crime will not be punished, that evil will not be punished, and that therefore they are increasingly justified in taking the law back into their own hands? Isn't that exactly the effect of the thoughts which people like you put forward?
I would be astonished that these ideas were quite so powerful to have that kind of effect. I think that we're living in a society which is indeed questioning the purpose of punishment, and indeed what's effective. And we've had a certain amount of swinging back and forth over the years in what we think is an effective form of punishment. If we mean by punishment ways of deterring people from committing crimes. Now, we know very well that there's no simple relationship between the severity of punishment and the deterrent effect on crime, because we know, for example, quite well that severe punishment can actually create a kind of macho culture amongst certain people who we would define as criminals, who, as it were, will gain brownie points or gain credibility by accepting quite severe and savage punishment.